Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour number two here on a Trillville Thursday. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away as week 11 begins tonight. Crazy.
Yeah, man.
Every week that goes by, we say that, but it really does feel like it's flying by. Yeah. College football corner in 20 minutes as well. Actually, more like 15 minutes. Get you ready for week 12 in college football. I mean, it's November. Every game has even more significance at this point as people are playing for the playoff. And we'll get to the back page with Bo as well.
Dude, did you see this young lady from Notre Dame had 16 damn steals last night?
I did.
Like,
I did.
Was she just like in the pass lane or was she just ripping folks?
I didn't see the highlights, but I saw the box score.
Yeah, I was like, damn, 16 steals. Were they like,
you'd have to be both.
Like,
at that point,
like just
right?
Ripping folks.
Like, just locking people up, yeah, picking their pockets.
Or that full court press.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved in high school, we would go full court press. I loved it.
I loved to watch it because the school that I went to was good at it.
Yes.
But boy, is it frustrating when you're getting pressed and your team can't do anything about it.
Yes.
It's like, guys, you got to run a press break.
Let's figure this out.
You got to break the press.
Let's figure this out, guys. Stop waiting for them to set it up.
Let's get the ball in. You got to get it in.
Get the ball in and move. Yes.
That is – it's just something that, like, as higher levels go, you just don't see that. But, like, you see those crazy blowout scores. Abe was telling us some record was set in NAIA the other night. It was like 170-95 or something. You know they were pressing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had to be.
Yeah.
Like,
that's why, bad night. That's why that Arkansas team is one of my favorite teams ever.
Yeah, 40 minutes of hell.
Yeah, one of my favorite
teams. And those
teams
Patino
ever.
Teams. Like, those Patino teams would pick you up full court, too, in Louisville.
On. Yeah. Now, the whole slapping of the floor that Duke does, just one of the corniest things ever.
They made it corny.
I don't care. Because I did it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did it before I knew it was corny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did it before I knew it was corny. Then I saw Wojo doing it, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah, you did it before him, probably.
Yes, I did. I'm not saying I started it, but
you might have.
We always did it. We did. That's what we did in high school. Like, we get that crowd going down there in Pete County, that damn Anderson gym, be shaking it. And like, slap that blow. Come on, then. Because it's always that one. You know how, bro, y'all know how we get, dog. When we play, that hard defense, we got to hike them shorts up a little.
Shorts are too long to play good defense.
Hike them shorts up a little bit. Get the palms
super,
up.
Super wide stance.
Get the palms up. Yeah,
there's a counter to it, though. There's a counter to it. when you're on offense, if you wipe your shoes.
Yeah, you got to wipe the bottoms off.
Oh, I mean.
You wipe the bottoms off. Make sure you got that extra grip for the crossover.
Oh, yeah. But, dog, that.
When I'm about to, when you're about to isolate on somebody, you're dribbling, getting the bottom, got to make sure all that dust
but
is off.
You can't wait to play defense. When you were coming back, too, dog, you get that squat right with the hike them shouts up a little bit.
There's nothing better in the entire world than giving that guy buckets.
Nothing.
Like the guy that is so, like, he's like, all that. Everything you just described. And then hitting that guy with a little hesitation and going by him.
Hey,
God,
man, it's the what y'all doing, man? Y'all supposed to help.
Oh,
well, hell, not the way you just dug in on defense.
I thought Gary Payton, I thought I had the glove on me out here on the perimeter. You didn't.
When they hike them shots up, dog, and getting that squat with the palms up like he finna do some. Sit your ass. Oh, hold on. Let me go right by you.
Yeah, see ya.
The other one that
somebody
gets
better
me,
help this guy.
The other one that gets me is when you pick that guy up full court and he's not bringing the ball up. You're just velcroed onto him.
That's the one thing about that guy is he can't dribble.
No.
Like, he's playing deep. He might be able to rebound and set screens and stuff, but he can't dribble. He's got no coordination whatsoever.
God.
He's fouling out early in the third quarter, but
the good old
he's
days.
No fun to play, though.
The good old days.
The good old days.
Good old high school
God,
basketball.
No kidding. No kidding.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, NFL no huddle. Week 11 starts tonight. Falcons obviously have the Carolina Panthers on Sunday at home. A must win if there ever was one. We've been saying that for a couple weeks now, so this one must really be true. Here's Zach Robinson talking about quarterbacks with bigger arms and what that can lead to.
There's some guys that you can just get away with it, like you're saying, with a strong arm, especially throwing to your dominant hand side. You feel like, all right, I can make this throw. I can flick it out there. And that's definitely some emphasis that we have with all of our quarterbacks, doesn't matter who it is. And so getting your feet aligned to the throw, shoulder close to the target, some of the different coaching points that we always have is something that we coach up every QB that we have.
He's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's absolutely correct.
Yeah. It's also something that we have seen not just across NFL, college, whatever, like quarterbacks that have the famously big arms have been able to get away with it all the way up. But then you get to the NFL and things speed up.
You have
to be pinpoint accurate.
Yeah.
Can't be sloppy with your footwork.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's what we were talking about in the first. He has no lack of confidence in his ability to play the quarterback position.
No.
I do believe that. But the little things, and that's the one thing I tell people, When people, they ask me sometimes, what's the difference between college and the pros? And I was just like, in the NFL, they all talk about the speed and everything like that. I was like, it's more the precision of what you have to do in the NFL because you're not open when you think you're open. You know, but see, then with Michael's missing open guys.
That's right.
You know, and so, but that's one of those things where that's not a lack of confidence. That's a lack of you doing the proper things to get the ball there or do what you got to, you know, and so. It's something that he's going to have to continue to work on. We understand that. It is something that's going to have to be, you mentioned it earlier, it's going to have to be a habit, a pattern. You know, what word did you use?
I think because you were saying it's hard in season.
Yes.
If you've gotten into bad habits.
Right.
To get back into good ones.
Yes.
Because that's repetition.
Yes, repetition.
Habit was the word we used.
Yeah.
But that's such a off-season, throwing, I don't know how many throws you do a day when you're
absolutely.
A quarterback, but that's such
absolutely.
A, you know.
Absolutely.
Week to week, when you're kind of default, when the pressure's coming, is to get sloppy and fling it out there, it's hard
it's
to fix
It's hard
that.
To fix that. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. It's also something, again, back to the quarterbacks, with like Josh Allen was so guilty of that when he was young because he could get away with it with that
Josh was right around 58% his first year.
Yeah, which is right where Michael is right now.
Yeah, Josh was right 58%. He's right, but he worked on it.
That's right.
He worked on it, and he got better. And Josh is one of those big arm quarterbacks. Josh could throw it through a damn car wash and not get away.
Yep.
Just like Michael Pittis can.
Yep.
But it was something that because I knew I was like that with Josh. I didn't give up with Josh Allen, but I knew coming out of Wyoming what it was. And so his first year in the league, it was what it was.
Yeah, and second year.
And second year.
Then
you got the guy in.
Exactly.
And you got a guy in to help
him. In and it helped him and all that. I know, but people, I know if you don't go through it, which Falcons fans obviously didn't go through the Josh Allen week by week early career stuff in Buffalo, you just sort of view it as, well, why can't he do it like that guy? Well, it took him 40 games to get there.
Yes.
Like it. Couple seasons and off seasons and coaching.
Yep.
And then he did, and now he's here, and it's
MVP. You know,
and he's great. He's the MVP. But it wasn't a snap of the finger.
No.
It wasn't day one.
No.
I mean, hopefully it doesn't take 40 games with Penix, because if it does, he's going to have new coaches.
Yes.
But he's only started 11 of them. So I don't know. Anyway, here's Russell Wilson, who is the backup now, unless Jackson Dart gets healthy. Anyway, talking about Jameis Winston.
Obviously, I want to play, but also, you know, Jameis has worked his butt off, you know, to give him a great opportunity. He's a guy who's played in this league for a long time, and he's one of my closest friends. I know he'll do a great job. I'm going to help him prepare the best way possible. I'll be ready to go. Felt ready to go last game, you know, obviously.
The teammates for like 3 months. One,
you know, inch yard line. We didn't get it. Unfortunately, we didn't go forward. You know, it's part of the game, and you know, we thought we were going to win the game there and field goal and all that, but it didn't work out. So I know with Jameis, though, he works his butt off. Like I said, we have great dialogue. And he's a great teammate.
It's God. It's God brothers, man.
Sure.
They're brothers in the sanctuary, Andy.
And
they lead the team prayer.
I appreciate that.
They lead the team FCA, lead the team Bible study.
Who do you know in your life that is quicker to make a friend than me?
Oh, man. Well, my kids were little.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
But even I wouldn't consider someone my closest friend.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying, months, man. Hey, Andy, when you sitting,
we got to go through some Andy, stuff.
When you sitting down reading scriptures,
closest friends.
Hey, when you sit down and read scriptures with somebody, you become closer to them.
I got people that I read scripture with.
Not like them.
And
though,
they're close.
That's a different.
We're not that close.
That's a different person. That's a different kind of read, because Jameis reads scripture like his press conference. Okay, and then Russ. So that's all it is. It's the sanctifiedness of the Lord that has them as close.
I'm glad that they're friends.
Me too.
I'm also glad that Jameis Winston is playing quarterback on Sunday.
Yes.
I hope he plays good, honestly.
I don't, because I want to hear the bad game Jameis.
Oh, is bad game press conference Jameis better than good game press conference Jameis?
No, yes, because we're going to get some sanctified Lord, and I guess I got to go back and pray to the Lord about the turnovers or something.
I don't know. Like, wasn't it last year it snowed and he was so happy to eat the snow?
Yes,
and
his boys were out there. Yes. Yes.
I don't think it matters if he wins or loses, honestly.
I'm definitely going to eat some snow today.
Yeah.
I think he's happy either way. Matter. All right. Anyway, week 11 kicks off tonight. You got the Patriots and the Jets. One team good, one team bad. Patriots are looking for 8 wins in a row. That's pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah, man. They're playing good, man. They're playing good. The young quarterback is playing well. They're playing well around him. They're well coached. Their defense is playing good, and the Jets are just awful, man. And the thing with this is right now is like where the Patriots are, they can lock up this damn division because they've already beat Buffalo in Buffalo. And so you go about the business of doing that, they're ahead of schedule. But it's really not ahead of schedule because of the fact that your quarterback's playing well, your young quarterback's playing well.
I think it's okay to say they're ahead of schedule.
But you got the right coach.
Yeah.
You got the right coach. You got the right
coach. But that's why.
You got the right coach that knows that building, knows that area, but has completely taken that 20, I don't want to say, that 20 whatever years of Belichick culture out.
Yeah.
In 1 year.
Yeah.
He's got all that out in one damn year.
And brought his own thing in.
Yes.
You got to be a strong leader.
Yes.
In order to completely change a place that had been led by such a strong leader and had so much success.
Yes.
But you also have to do that.
Yes.
Like, if you're going to win.
That's why.
You have to be.
That's why the previous coach didn't work. That's exactly why it didn't work.
Hey,
Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays and the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch local NFL games every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL.
You were talking about Paul Finebaum apologizing and changing his tune on Gunnar Stockton and Mike Bobo. We'll let people hear that next. Bill O'Brien also getting ready to coach against Georgia Tech on Saturday. He has some nice things to say about Haynes King.
The last time we played Billy O was hot.
No, he's – what was the guy's name? Michael was the reporter. He must not have been there for this one. Anyway, we'll get to a college football corner coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. rated T for teen.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. We'll get to a college football corner in just a minute.
This morning when I saw the story this morning about the Baylor AD stepping down, I didn't even realize because I don't listen to the volume whenever they're doing a selection show. Mm-hmm. So I didn't think that was him. Mm-hmm. So it's him that's stepping down, the guy who answered the question to Reese Davis them on the show.
Yeah, he's the chairman of the college football playoff committee.
So he's stepping down.
Yeah.
Who's going to take his place?
I don't know. One of those other people that's
and
in
Abe,
there.
Abe was telling us that he got into it with a player on Baylor's team.
Yeah, his own school.
So and there's video of it. Was he choking the kid?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
That's all. Like, was he? Were they squabbling?
What's weird with stuff like this is always like, I mean, because I guess there's a couple incidents. There was like a sideline thing from a couple years ago where he got into it with a player, and then earlier this year with the tight end Michael Trigg, where I guess he didn't like the undershirt he was wearing.
Why are you down there? Why are you down there? Well, yeah, I say why you're down there. You're AD, whatever. But why you worry about me?
Or maybe after the game when you have like a private conversation or something like that. But like to do it on the sideline pregame seems a little out of pocket. But again, I don't know what is and isn't appropriate in these situations. Getting into an altercation with a player on the sideline as an athletic director seems inappropriate.
Yeah.
But again, it happened already. Yeah. Like, they knew about this.
But that's what I'm saying. I didn't know about it.
Right,
and so now it's like,
I assume they knew
about I'm assuming that they did. So it's like is this one of them things where it's like, okay, we'll release the tape if you don't quit.
Well, it was like,
if you don't put Notre Dame in front of Miami.
Oh, no, that was a blackmail. Like, remember last year when the Falcons defense was playing bad and then everybody started to care that Jimmy Lake got into an altercation with the Washington player on the sideline when he was the coach there.
Oh, God, yes.
I was like, well, that's part – I mean, it's not the reason he got let go from Washington, but that's part of why he's not there anymore. Nobody cared about it before. This happened years ago. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
But anyway, yes, so now they're going to have a new chairman of the College Football Playoff Committee.
All right.
Cool.
Well, yeah, great.
There you go.
Solid.
Again, easy job. So let us do it. Let me do it. Let you do it. Whatever. Easy. Let me help you pick the teams, and I'll go on TV and tell you why.
Solid.
Easy.
All right.
Just give me a little extra money for it. No problem. I've already put my hat in the ring for
NBA GM manager.
If you want a tank,
yes,
I will general manage your NBA team. And if you need somebody to explain why you're ranking teams in certain orders, I'll gladly go do it.
I mean, that seems like that get does that come on an extra check?
I would think.
Oh, if you're a chairman of the okay.
If you're a chairman, I mean, chairman, that's a rich ass title right there.
It damn sure is.
Wouldn't
dude.
You think?
I would think so, man. Chairman.
Yeah.
I need to be a chairman. I'm the chairman of my household, Andy.
There you go.
Yeah, it's expensive. Don't pay well.
It's not a paid check.
It's not a paid position.
Yeah, that's
it's a payout
it's more
position.
Of a bill.
It's a payout position, damn it.
All right, let's get to the college
a
football
payout
corner.
Position.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
There we go. Updated. The latest trophy. All right, let's start with something that you had brought up yesterday. And look, I mean, Paul Feinbaum apologizing for being wrong about Gunnar Stockton. All right. I mean, how could anyone know? He hadn't played. It is what it is. But Mike Bobo had been an offensive coordinator for a lot of years and had some pretty successful teams. Here he is saying he was wrong about that, too.
Mike Bobo, for all the criticism on the Feinbaum show, has dialed up some really unique and creative plays this year. So here we are. Texas is the one limping. They're not so much limping, but they're in such a desperate situation where Georgia has a little bit of air and room to breathe. And I think as we walked out of that game 6-7 weeks ago against Alabama, you had to wonder, would Georgia be able to survive? And they have.
Well, it's amazing what the offensive coordinator can look like when his quarterback doesn't throw three interceptions in the first half of all the big games.
Yes. But I think the biggest thing, you know what I'm tired of, Andy?
What's that?
I'm tired of talking heads apologizing. Like, say what you said and move on.
Yeah, you had an opinion.
You had an opinion. And it was wrong.
Proved to be wrong.
You gotta come back. And
now you can adjust your opinion. Yeah,
that's
okay.
All. Like, you know, I have to apologize to this guy because, no, probably when you said it, now I'm not defending Paul, but that's always you. Like, when Michael plays good on Sunday, how many people gonna call and tweet and everything that y'all need to give Mike Penix an apology? No, the hell I don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's
they're not going to tweet at me.
It's going to happen
because I haven't criticized.
It's going to happen. I've
been honest with my criticism.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Oh, probably.
I can't apologize for a gut. Oh boy, I can probably have nothing.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, this job is, in my opinion, and I think yours too, about being honest about how you feel on a daily basis.
Yes.
Well, the way I feel about something 3 weeks ago might be different than the way I feel about it 3 weeks because stuff changes.
It happens, but no.
Inability to alter your perspective because of facts is stupidity.
It is. Thank you.
And since me and Randy aren't stupid, sometimes our opinions change.
Ain't none stupid. I say what I feel, and I feel what I say, Andy.
I don't like people.
And I say it with my chest.
It would be a narrow-minded way of thinking.
But no, I'm not. That's why I was talking about yesterday. Paul ain't in no position to make fun of nobody looking like that. look at the way he looks. Like a little damn glowworm.
He does.
Yeah, like a little ass damn glowworm.
That's not what I would have said, but that's another.
Really look, I know what, you know what I want to say, but hell, you know like. The FCCC going to get on me, so, you know, I ain't got time for all that.
Wait till you see my.
Yeah, I got time for all that.
Bill O'Brien talking about Haynes King ahead of their matchup on Saturday.
Haynes King, without a doubt, Graham, is one of the best players that I've seen in 2 years. He is the toughest. He is the most competitive. I can't say enough about the amount of respect that I have for him, the way that he plays the game, the passing game, the running game. This guy has, you know, a ton of their production. The way that they use him is incredible to me. They do an unbelievable job. Buster Faulkner, Brent, they do a great job with their offense, and he is the leader of it. He is a competitive, tough, without a doubt, one of the top players that we've faced in the 2 years that I've been here.
Yeah, he's an alpha dog.
That's right.
Yeah,
he's a program changer.
Yeah, Haynes King is an alpha damn dog. This dude is freaking amazing. He is an amazing football player who, like Billy O just said, as tough as they come, smart, can throw the football just as good as he can run. I'll say that. The dude can spin it when he has to. But, yeah, he is their program. He is their offense, defense, and special teams.
Well, I wish he could play defense.
Yeah, but I mean that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like this dude is everything to that program, and he is, in my opinion, I think he's top player, one of the top players in the country.
Yeah, I agree.
But regardless of position,
I agree with that. You know how it is though. Like the moment tends to be the defining thing for the player when we're talking. If we're talking about the Heisman race or whatever we're talking about with some of these guys. Now, the last thing he did was go out there and ball in that NC State game. Now, the defense didn't help him, gave up a million points, but he played great in that game. Then they've had a bye, and so they've sort of the conversation around Georgia Tech has quieted a little bit nationally. Well, you got to beat Boston College. There's just no other way to put it. Boston College is the worst team in the ACC, and the ACC is not a particularly good conference this year. So you got to handle your business against Boston College. And then you have an opportunity with two big games against ranked teams in the final couple weeks of the season for Haynes King and Georgia Tech to prove it. To, you know, whether it's Haynes King trying to get to New York and get that recognition, or it's Georgia Tech trying to get to the ACC championship game, probably more importantly, and make the college football playoff. But obviously sucks to have to sit on a loss for an extra week with their bye week.
Yep.
But, yeah, should be able to get back on the right track against Boston College.
Hey, guys, join Dukes and Bell for a special broadcast today. All right, it's brought to you by Miller Lite, and it's from Joe's. It's at Joe's Sports Bar in Alpharetta as they get you ready for tonight's game. Enjoy Miller Lite specials. Again, right after me and Andy's show, Dukes and Bell are going to be live from 2 to 6 at Joe's Sports Bar on Jones Bridge Road in Alpharetta.
You want to talk about a stadium that will not have people in it. Alumni Stadium, Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts, 3:30 on Saturday. Boston College is 1-9.
Yeah.
No one will be there.
Free tickets.
No, yeah, you could get into that game for free if you wanted to. Georgia Tech's favored by 16.5.
Paulski's won another. So both the Cy Youngs were back to back, the American League and National League.
Paulski's didn't win the Cy Young last year.
Oh, this I'm looking at a picture right here.
Chris Sale.
It says Rookie of the Year. I'm sorry, I thought it said Cy Young.
Oh, so he went Rookie of the Year.
Yeah,
Cy Young.
Yeah, because they're showing his.
He's off to a nice.
His young lady.
He's off to a nice.
His young lady.
All right. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So I know that scenario.
Hey, yo. This is a perfect song for the back page with Bo. Because
hey, yo, Bo knows this, and Bo knows that. But Bo don't know Jack because Bo can't rap. So what do you know?
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll get to the back page with Bo in just a couple of minutes. Back into the big story of the day at 1 o'clock. Joe Patrick joins us at 1:20 to talk Falcons every Thursday, and we will get to an AMA in an hour as well.
Dude, because I was just reading some baseball news and notes. They're talking about, you know, what did it say? Expect the closers and relievers to get ready. They should be the first ones as far as teams going after. I saw Edwin Diaz was like looking for $100 million.
Yeah,
Edwin Diaz,
yeah,
$100 million. And then obviously we got somebody asked about the Paul Skeen thing. No, the Braves are not trading for Paul Skeen.
What? Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, that won't happen because they're not willing to give the prospects. No, they'll give the prospects. They're not willing to give up a check.
Well, yeah, because I think there's a two-parter with him.
Yes.
Like, whoever trades for him then immediately has to turn around and give him like a $350 million contract.
And so then I saw the Padres possibly getting sold.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were talking about that. So I was like, if you're them, you got a new owner coming in, let's sell. Let's sell somebody that's getting mad at it. Because you ain't won nothing with them.
No. I guess they made the playoffs. But yeah, like they haven't yet.
Yeah, let's get Manny Machado and Tatis. I would love to have him.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I wish he was like young Tatis when he's a shortstop. Oh,
he could still play shortstop.
I think
right?
He still can.
Put him back there.
I think he can.
You know, that's what the Braves need.
Yeah, man.
I saw it suggested yesterday that you might be able, with the Rangers kind of unloading, you might be able to sneak Corey Seager.
Why not?
I mean, great, if that's at all possible.
Does he have is he signed up long term?
Okay, he's got a contract.
Okay,
yeah.
Then just pay a little extra.
Yeah, just go get a genuine top flight shortstop and improve your team.
Yeah.
Like, as Ha-Seong Kim would be great. I'd rather have Corey Seager.
You damn right,
yeah.
I would.
Or Tatis Jr., or, yeah, one of those guys.
Let's go get them damn Dodgers, man.
Yeah.
Get them out. You know what? Because my wife's from LA, right?
Uh-huh.
And so my kids will have, yeah. And it's their TT's the only one that says, Donna knows. I mean, she does that despite me.
Sure.
You know, she'll see me cute pictures of my nieces in their Dodger outfits or their Alabama cheerleading outfits. Because her husband's from Alabama.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Micah's from Alabama.
So he lost me with the LA Alabama.
Yeah, Micah's from Alabama. So yeah, she'll send me like my niece is looking so cute in a little Alabama uniform. But they usually send it before the game.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's why I like, because he texted me yesterday with checking. I was like, don't text me, because every time you damn text me, Georgia damn loses. All right. So I was like, don't leave me alone. Everybody's fine. Leave me alone. But yeah, I mean, if you can go make your team as good as them,
yeah,
why not?
That'd be great.
I know that, you know, I know you're not going to.
I know.
But it sure sounds,
but
right?
It's fun to talk
it's
about.
It's fun to talk about.
It's like when Otani was out there and it was like, well, you know, let's talk ourselves into it until it doesn't happen. And then he signed a $700 million contract,
but
still is just
Liberty Media
number.
Got $700 million,
oh, sure.
Though, right?
Absolutely.
Am I right or wrong?
They've got it.
Yeah.
And they're printing money over
you
there.
You can't die with it.
That's true.
You can't take it to your grave. Go spend it on the baseball team.
Yeah, spend it on a shortstop. You can't die with that.
Yeah.
How many parking lots do you need? You know,
oh, God.
How many business parks do you need?
That might,
we got them.
Those all bring in extra income.
We've had some funny moments on this show. A lot of funny moments. But that was not funny the day that it was announced they had bought them damn office buildings.
When they were 0-7?
When they were 0-7. That was not that was,
when the Braves are 0-7.
There was nothing funnier
and
than the
press
reaction.
Release about
and they, that,
great
damn,
news.
They had that damn press release. That was nothing funnier than the reaction. Yeah. Like, you're 0-7 and you're buying damn buildings?
Cool.
Go buy a pitcher.
Get us a pitcher, okay? Get us a shortstop. Like, that was, at that time.
Oh, man, that was so funny.
Nick Allen was the shortstop. That was the situation.
God, that was so funny.
That's awful. All right,
man. All
right. Let's get to the back page with Bo. Abe's right. That was so early in the season, I think Orlando Arcia was still
I think it was. Oh, man.
All right. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So Ha-Seong Kim turned down $16 million. So Corey Seager's making $32 million. But Ha-Seong Kim's I don't know if gambling on himself is going to work. He's probably expecting $20 million. So
right.
But you pay about, 20 remember, or pay 32? Pay 32!
Yeah.
Go get him.
Because that's what, remember, I was reading off that projected for him, and it was like 2 years, 32.
For Hassan Kemp?
Yeah,
so he just wants another,
another year.
Yeah, he wants that extra year. Yeah. Oh, well, how about Corey Seager 1 year for 32?
How about that? You
get him for like six more years.
I know there's more years after that.
It's
as
not
well.
A 10-year contract.
That's not how I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it is that we
three or four
can,
years
you
ago.
Get him for 30. You can get him 32.
It's just 32 a year. They said they want to become a top five payroll in baseball.
Austin Riley makes the most.
Currently, 22?
It escalates every year. Oh, man.
But it's not.
But at the end of his last season on this contract, I think he makes like 28 or something.
Oh, okay.
But in terms of baseball contracts in the modern day.
Seager's contract right now is cheap.
That's a reasonable. Yeah. Austin Riley's contract is
yes.
totally reasonable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's it. I mean, they don't do that. They don't go higher than. I mean, they've never had a player higher than that, I don't think. I think Austin Riley's the highest paid ever, certainly long-term contract. Yeah, I don't know. Bring me Corey Seager.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. So you mentioned this earlier. Congratulations, Paul Skeens, Cy Young this year, Rookie of the Year last year. If you watch both videos where he's sitting with Libby Dunn, yeah, he actually smiles in this one. Yeah, gives her a high five, shows some emotion.
And that's what threw me off because I saw both of them. I was like, oh, he won Cy Young last year too? Yeah, Paul Skeens doing good, man. He's doing good for him. Hell of a pitcher, man.
Great
pitcher.
So, do y'all think that – so he's going to get, I don't know, $60, $70 million a year, something like that, $300 million, $500 million contract.
Something. Insane amount of money.
Odds that he actually goes back into the Air Force after he retires from baseball and finishes. He wants to finish his 4 years. He went to the Air Force Academy before LSU.
Oh, really?
I did not know
that. He says that he wants to finish his – I think he probably does it.
Well, that's one of those, type of guy. That's one of those things you can't really say it and then not do
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, no, I ain't going to fly no jets.
Well, I don't know I don't know all the laws and rules. Is it – is he too tall?
That's what
at 6'6"?
There's other stuff.
Oh, no, there's tall pilots.
Yeah.
There's tall pilots.
There's probably
well, he doesn't even have to be
right?
a pilot.
Yeah.
Like, he could be a pencil pusher for 4 years.
Yeah, not everybody's flying
I thought you said pilot.
Or no, he said Air Force.
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about he flies in it. Okay. All right.
Might be what he wants to do.
Like, Goose was tall.
True.
Yeah.
He also hit his head on the emergency thing.
Well, that was a technical thing. That was a technical thing, Bo.
Tom Cruise's height, Tom Cruise got ejected and didn't, you know.
No problems.
Just a real quick glance says you have to be.
Even go there, Bo. That just hurt my heart, man.
You're the one talking about tall fighter pilots. I'm saying maybe that's not a good idea.
That's one of the toughest TV deaths for me right there.
It was a hard one.
Yeah. One of the hardest ones.
But, I mean, yeah. You brought up Goose. That's what we think of with Goose.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Goose.
See, I was just trying to do the good part of Goose. Great balls of damn fire.
Trying to do the good part of Goose.
Yeah, great balls of damn fire.
Speaking of the good parts of Major League Baseball, the MVP is going to be announced tonight. So Aaron Judge, Cal Raleigh. I don't know if I would consider Jose Ramirez a finalist. I mean, I guess he's technically a finalist. It's going to be Judge or Raleigh.
Yeah.
So let's go big dumper.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Judge.
And then Ohtani, Schwarber, and Juan Soto. It's going to be Ohtani.
It'll be
Ohtani.
Yeah.
Although Schwarber had a hell of a year, though.
He did.
And he's out there.
Bring him on, too.
He's out there. Bring him, too.
If they went out and got Kyle Schwarber, would you be okay with him hitting first?
You're damn right.
Yeah? All right, no. But nobody else other than that?
I'm not okay with anybody hitting first but Ronald Acuna Jr.
I love Kyle Schwarber, man.
I do, too.
Such a fun player.
He can bat second.
All right,
I would love to have that debate in March.
He can bat
that would be
second.
Awesome.
All right, so here it is. We heard from Russ. Now let's hear from the man with the keys.
I want fans to know that I'm going to do my best. You know, obviously, I'm going to have fun, but I'm going to execute, have a surgical execution.
And just
play ball, man. Like, this is something I've been doing since I've been 4 years old. And I just get to do it in the greatest city in the world. I'm going to be saying it with my son. It's the greatest city in the world. Yeah, that's a Hamilton reference, if y'all don't know. Yeah, 10-year reunion.
I've never seen Hamilton. Maybe I'm going to have to.
I love the Hamilton thing. And I know the reason I say that because I will never, ever see Hamilton again. I mean, ever. Because that's what she wants to see.
Oh.
Yeah, she's like, and it's not one of them random things. Let's go see Hamilton.
Oh, like go see it in a theater?
Yeah. Why?
You can watch it on Disney Plus.
No.
It's really good.
She wants to sit in cramped ass seats
and
watch it.
The last musical I saw, it's a musical, right?
Yeah.
Was Chicago. Was it better Chicago?
I think so.
Yeah? All right, maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah.
It's no Little Shop of Horrors, though.
Hey, can she go with y'all? Can she go with y'all?
Who, Juice?
No, my wife. Can she go?
Sure, to see Hamilton.
She can come
with us.
We'll probably
have to watch it at home. Oh, are they re-releasing it?
Well, I think you can still go see it in New York. But I don't know if they're touring anymore.
No, you can still go see it up there.
I would love to see it. I don't know. It's a really good musical.
So the Bucks and Bills play each other this weekend, and I guess Josh Allen and Baker Mayfield was the bromance that you never knew existed.
He's so damn tall, so I can't.
I have to walkie-talkie to him because he's so damn tall, so I can't really have a face-to-face conversation with him. But, you know, in Buffalo, it's cold, it's rainy. Even though he's 6'10", his hands are small, so he better wear his gloves.
So you have small hands, so you need gloves.
That's crazy. Baker wears two gloves golfing. So he's that type of guy.
Not that guy.
That's great.
That's pretty good.
Baker, two gloves? No way, man. Come on.
Have you ever played with a guy that wore two golf gloves?
I don't think so.
Oh, I'm just curious. I've never seen nobody play with two golf gloves.
Did he mean
like on both hands?
Yeah,
both hands.
That's what I was gonna ask. Did he mean two on one hand or just
two
gloves?
Each hand,
I've never seen that.
I've never seen that either.
Oh yeah, I've never seen that. That's why I was like, is that a thing?
I used to play baseball with a kid that would pitch with a batting glove on.
Oh, that'd be weird.
Yeah,
was, really?
Why are you doing that? He said he could spin his curveball more, which maybe he could.
Very interesting.
There was a pro golfer named Tommy something. They called him Tommy Two Gloves.
Oh, did they?
And he wore a glove on each hand.
And not just when it was cold.
No, like
Tommy Gainey.
Tommy Gainey, yeah. That's right.
So Carolina Panthers facing the Atlanta Falcons this weekend. You know, we can't have the Carolina Panthers do anything without hearing from Xavier Leggett. Well, here's Xavier Leggett with Caleb Presley talking about dining choices.
Leggett.
Yeah, so.
Is that French?
No. I don't know what it is, man. A lot of folks ask me, is it French? I feel like I'm a regular civilian, man.
A vegan?
No, civilian.
Civilian.
Yeah.
Glennie Ball's is Italian.
Yeah.
Glennie Balls won't eat a raccoon unless his mom made it and it's dipped in marinara.
That's what we eat. Oh, you don't eat it like that.
I would eat it. I trust you.
Glennie Balls, your mom make a raccoon parmesan?
She's never made a raccoon parm, no.
What do you eat? What's your favorite rodent to eat?
Raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
What is a raccoon? Is it a squirrel or a skunk?
I don't know how to answer that.
I would think it's more squirrel than skunk, right?
Is it a squirrel or a skunk?
I say it's a squirrel.
It's a squirrel.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Turns out raccoons are neither. They are their own species.
They are
in their own family.
Beast.
Yeah, they're gross.
They're gross.
You don't want raccoons around?
No, you don't. And it's still weird to me that people have them as pets. Don't care.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Apparently, if you train raccoons or you raise them from babies, they're really nice and they don't have rabies. So, look, I'm dating one that wants a raccoon as a pet. Everything.
Serious?
Are you serious?
Well, look, we love animals. I don't know if I would want a raccoon as a pet.
Raccoons ain't animals.
Tara wants a
They're rodents.
They're not technically rodents, but
I just want to call them that.
They look like it, so might as well. Yeah.
We
like
had some baby raccoons rodent. In our tree earlier this year.
You did.
Yeah.
What do you mean had?
She wants a rodent.
I don't know what happened
to her. She wants a raccoon and an otter.
Yes. I'd be okay with the otter. We'd have to build a pool, though, or something. I live in a townhouse. My yard's not that big.
Yeah.
We could put a kiddie pool back there. If we were to get an otter, yeah, sure. And congratulations to Rob Gronkowski, who is officially a Patriot again, so he can officially retire as a Patriot. Here's Bob and Rob.
There's an afterlife. Damn. I think we'd all like to come back as Gronk. I had planned to include in his one-day contract. By the way, since we play the Jets tomorrow night, how about a two-day contract?
Let's do it.
Okay.
What's the signing bar? Double.
Nothing's changed.
Damn, it sounded like Mr. Crafton got his nostrils pulled out.
Yeah, he's
old.
He's approaching the finish line.
Yeah, man, he got his nostrils and damn his molars pulled out, man.
Yeah.
But that was really cool.
Is that just eight? Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, that was really
cool. That is cool. It's very cool.
Yeah, no, I was about to clown more.
I know, I was too, but.
But he's old.
He's old. We'll all get
old. He's getting on up there.
Yeah.
It happens.
But, I mean, yeah, that's really cool that Gronk's going to retire. I mean, dude, he's one of the best I've ever seen, dude. He's a wild, wild, wild dude. And he played like it too, man. Just the punishment that he took.
Yep.
The elbow, the knee, the leg. What the hell?
Bob did have kind of a point, though. Like, I think Gronk would be a pretty fun person to be reincarnated as, even if for only one day.
Well, he knows Tommy. Tommy cloning folks.
Yeah, they're reincarnating people over there.
You think he could clone a Gronk?
He may have cloned Drake May. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I had one Gronk talking about that, too. We ran out of time.
Cloning stuff?
Hmm?
Yeah.
Look, if you look at Drake May now, Tom Brady, when he was a rookie, very similar features. Just saying.
Tall?
And white?
Tall and white?
And chubby cheeks?
I forgot chubby face Tommy. Man,
Tom could never run like Drake May.
Exactly. They spliced it a little bit, made Drake May the faster version of
it. Got him. It. Okay. Yeah, it's an upgrade.
Hey, guys, our third annual Brown Grass Share the Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing is coming on Monday, November 24th. Dang, it's coming up soon. Even if you can't play, we would love for you to donate. Go to 929thegame.com. Click the events page and donate to Pets for Vets. It's a charity that pairs the nation's heroes and trained working animals. Love it. It's a lot of fun. Running out of foursomes, but if you can't, make sure you guys go over there and donate. Like I said, click on the events page. And it's all brought to you by Window Nations on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
But you can't wear two gloves.
You could. Why not?
One glove only. Nah. Bottom hand.
Bottom hand?
Or top hand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The one that takes the, yeah. All right. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.